Welcome to the St. Johns County Pier Park and Splash Park. Today you'll find a variety of activities to fill your time, from pier fishing to enjoying the sandy beaches. Kids of all ages enjoy the splash park, while people watching is always a popular pastime.
However, back in its heyday, this was the beach resort town. Originally called Chautauqua Beach, it was platted in 1918. If you look around, you can still find the original layout by looking for the original streets. It's easy to remember, just look for A through F streets. Visitors flocked down Florida's coastal roads to enjoy the natural beauty of the area and also popular entertainments. Evidence of this time still stands just a few feet from here. The St. John's Cultural Center is easy to spot amongst the concrete and asphalt. It's the distinctive coquina building overlooking the ocean. It was one of two structures built in the mid-30s as part of the WPA, or Works Progress Administration program. Originally, it was a hotel. Then it was converted to City Hall. Today, it is a cultural center.
However, as with so many things you'll find on the byway, much of the story is hidden, forgotten, or rather, well, just not recalled. Take a look at the pier. The first pier was built in 1938. Weather and tides took their toll, and it was rebuilt, replaced, and reconstructed a few times over the decades. The most recent pier went up in 1984. Just 2 weeks later, during a particularly rough storm season, a nor'easter, not even a hurricane, just a major Atlantic storm, collapsed part of the pier from 1,000 feet to 300 feet. It was only then the county leaders realized that there was a problem with the insurance.
Fortunately, the remaining pier could be repaired. However, rebuilding the original was, simply put, not in the budget.
Sometimes you make lemonade out of lemons, and in this case, we're quite proud of the Pier and Splash Park and hope you enjoy them as much as we do. Keep looking for the audio tour markers up and down A1A Coastal Byway, and we'll keep giving you the inside story. For more information, you can visit scenica1a.org or pick up our brochure at any area visitor center.